Actually, it was my original intent back in seventh grade to go to CBA. But like we kind of dropped the ball, my family did, on applying to CBA. And then my family was like, well, we'll apply when your brother is going into seventh grade and you're going into ninth grade, and then you'll both go over together. So we applied, we both got in. And I mean, by then I had already made like some of my best friends. So I was like, I didn't want to leave them. So I talked my parents into Corcoran on the basis of the IB program, you know. There wasn't talk of Say Yes yet when we were freshmen, but the IB program was really how I got them. They were like, okay, you're going to Corcoran, but you're going to be in the IB program and you're doing the full thing. So I got to go to Corcoran.
So you would say the IB program had a really big effect on your time there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even down to like the teachers, and specifically like the IB teachers that I had there were great. They really were devoted to like seeing you succeed, and they wanted you. You had that personal relationship with them, and they cared that you did well.
Absolutely. And now, of course, you're at SU. Do you feel that it helped with the transition as far as college prep? Do you use anything you learned in IB, or did it maybe get you used to a higher level of thinking?
Absolutely. I would say yes to both of that, the higher level of thinking and the coursework. We did have a lot of work for IB, definitely. And I remember laughing. My first history class, it was a 101 class. Like, it was a writing intensive. I'm saying that in quotes because it was like they required two-page papers, and everybody was like grumbling about these papers, and I was like, what the heck are you talking about? This is great. 2 pages? I can do that in like 10 minutes, you know? And I still see that with like, you know, people now. They're like, oh, I have this 10-page paper I have to write. I'm like, guys, you're in college. This is like part of the process, right? Yeah, I definitely IB prepared me, I think, better than anybody. I mean, not better than anybody, but as well as or better than, I'd say, a good solid 90% of the kids here at SU. So
You mentioned a specific history course that you really liked. What was so special about it?
actually, both of my history classes, junior and senior year, I loved. My junior year class, the teacher I don't think really liked me because I was always talking in her class, but I loved that class. The year that I took the Regents, I got a 99 on it. I learned so much with her, and it was stuff that I was interested in then, and I'm interested in it now. And then senior year, we were doing World War II and like sometime before that too, and it was just so interesting to me. And the teachers were so, they knew what they were talking about, and they made you also interested in it. So that's what I really loved about it.
It's fantastic. Thinking back to your peers or just other students at Corcoran, do you think the IB program had a big effect on them? Maybe even sort of stimulating them to take on harder courses than they otherwise would, or bring them to a higher level of academics?
I'd say definitely, and probably more than they realize too. I mean, I see some of them here at SU now, and they're in like 200, 300 level classes, and this was freshman and sophomore year, and it's like, you're ready for these classes, you know? I mean, I can't speak to the people that I haven't talked to in a while, but I would say, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, anything you want to add about the program or just thoughts in general?
Everywhere I go, people are always like, oh, IB, that's like AP, right? And I'm always so excited to just be like, yeah, but it's better, you know? It's got all these things, you know? You do the CAS hours. And I don't know. I look back on high school, and things that I remember most fondly are the teachers and the program itself. And I'm like, speaking from a point, I got the diploma. Although the credits didn't transfer to SU like I would have hoped they might have, I feel like I really did pay off in the long run now as a, I mean, I'm an art history major with an education studies minor. That's a lot of research, and it definitely is paying off for me now. Absolutely.